listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about true and certain promises. I'm going to read to you from 2 Kings chapter 25, from verses 4 and 5. I'm not going to read to you the entire verse 4, but take the beginning and the end of it, and then verse 5. Here we go. 2 Kings chapter 25, beginning at verse 4. Then the city wall was broken through, and the king went by way of the plain. But the army of the Chaldeans pursued the king, and they overtook him in the plains of Jericho, and his army was scattered from him. As the Bible describes the events of the fall of Jerusalem, they're sad. They're tragic. We can picture them in our mind. We read, the city wall was broken through, and we can see the Babylonian soldiers pouring into the city of Jerusalem. At that point, King Zedekiah made a last chance effort to escape capture. He planned a secret breakthrough the city walls and the siege lines of the Babylonians, sending the remnants of his army one way while he went by way of the plain. Zedekiah made it all the way to the plains of Jericho, which was a considerable distance from Jerusalem. Maybe he thought that once he made it that far, he was safe. And he thought that the kingdom was lost, but he still had his life and his freedom. Prophets like Jeremiah promised judgment upon Zedekiah, that he would be captured and punished by the Babylonians. But as Zedekiah reached the plains of Jericho, maybe he thought that he had escaped the promised judgment. That's not how it turned out. They overtook him in the plains of Jericho, in the same region where Israel first set foot on the promised land as they crossed the Jordan River in the days of Joshua. The kingly line of David seemed to end. In Joshua's day, Israel saw the walls of Jericho fall, and now the walls of Jerusalem were fallen, and the defeat was bitter. With great cruelty, the Babylonians forced Zedekiah to watch as they murdered his sons. Then they gouged out the eyes of the king of Judah. The last sight that King Zedekiah ever saw was the murder of his own sons. Though the prophet Ezekiel, through the prophet Ezekiel, God made a strange promise to Zedekiah. God promised that Zedekiah would be caught and taken as a prisoner to Babylon to die there, but that he would never see Babylon. That's in Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 13. That strange promise was fulfilled. Zedekiah was caught and taken to Babylon, but since he was blinded on the plains of Jericho, he never saw the land of his exile. The Jewish historian Josephus confirms that Zedekiah was kept in a Babylonian prison until his death. The promise of God's judgment against Zedekiah was true and certain. That is the nature of God's promises. However, it's also true that the nature of God's more pleasant promises is true and certain. You see, he promised to never forsake or leave his people. That's in Hebrews chapter 13. That promise is certain and true. God promised to forgive our sins when we humbly confess them. That's in 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. That promise is certain and true. Look, I could go on and on describing the glorious promises of God, but you get the point. The truth and certainty of God's promises doesn't have to be bad news for you. In Jesus Christ, it can be the best news. Believe his good and pleasant promises for you today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.